Enchanted Sky Media.
This is Code 3, the podcast for firefighters. Now, here's your host, Scott Orr.
That's right, and I will not let Parkinson stop me. Thanks for joining me again this week. We're talking small town EMS this time. Mayor Fire is pretty small. They have a paid force, but they only have 5 men on at a time. Mayor Captain Tom Haney is here to explain how they manage. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. Mayor is a small department, isn't it?
Small department, limited budget, a lot of area to cover. We have the same issues a lot of the smaller rural departments have. We have actually what to call a combination department because we have full-time career firefighters. We have part-time firefighters that we call reserves that work on a limited basis. And then we do actually have a volunteer program. It's just with the population that we have and the people that live there, there's just not a lot of people that can volunteer. They usually work somewhere else, and they're obligated to where they can't be there a lot of the time. We kind of tailored our volunteer program kind of behind the FEMA model, the Fire Corps, where volunteers do everything but firefighting. That way it frees up the firefighters. You do prevention, education, those kind of things, bookkeeping, stuff like that. So our volunteers don't fight fire. They help with the fire department.
Full volume?
We have about 3,000 a year, you know, two or three calls a day.
And those calls are?
Mostly EMS. We're pretty much typical of everybody else. You know, like 85% of our calls are EMS. Mayor's unique in the fact that we have our own ambulance service that we run because we're so rural that the larger ambulance companies, you know, the privates, never really made it there. So we have a CON for our area. So we run an ambulance, and then we backed up by a private ambulance. We have what they actually call a hybrid CON.
How many ambulances do you have?
We have two. So we have one that is fully dedicated, then we have a backup to that. And when we utilize that one, we go from a 3-man engine down to a 1-man engine until people get back in district. Because where we live at, it takes like a 45-minute to almost a 3-hour transport time to get to the hospital and get back. So we're really challenged with manpower.
How does that work?
Yeah, we're kind of running a weird system right now because we had a reduction in force come up. So we run 5 on duty a day. So we have one station with 2 people on an ambulance, and what they do is they respond to all the calls. The second station has an engine with 3 on it until that ambulance transports and leaves the area, and then we man the second rescue. And those 2 people go off the engine, so there's a 1-man engine backed up with a rescue until more people get back in the district.
I'd call it crazy trying to keep up.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. Since 2007, our budget's been cut in half, so we've been trying to keep up with the same level of service all this time. Well, it's finally just caught up to where we just can't do it. So because of that, we had a SAFER grant for a while that helped us. That's a federal grant for our firefighters. And when that went away, we had to drop manpower. So, you know, that's why we are a combination department, and we're unique.
You guys have mutual aid agreements, but you're a long way from help, aren't you?
Yeah, you could have like a half hour to 45-minute response time because if the closest station's busy, they have to go to this, you know, the next one out or the next one out. So it's challenging sometimes.
Have you run into any serious problems because you just don't have the manpower?
Always.
Oh, really?
Always. Yes, yes. Your typical code, you know, you need 4 people on scene. And I've been on quite a few scenes lately where I'm the only one there on the engine backed up by a private ambulance with an extended ETA. So, yeah, it gets challenging. And then, you know, just last year we burned up 1,000 acres wildfire that came towards us with 5 on duty. If we hadn't had our partners in the area to respond, we could have lost, you know, a quarter of Corus.
So if you pull up to a scene by yourself in the engine, do people ask if you're it?
Yes. And most people, the public really doesn't know all the details you know, because all they know is they call 911 and somebody shows up.
And in this case, one guy in an engine.
Right. And right in our area right now, we're looking at maybe doing the tax initiative, asking the public to help us man another position. But it's tough. Everybody's hurting for money. There's not a lot out there. No one likes an increase of what they pay, but they expect the service. So we're starting to do a lot of education in the community saying, look, if you get hurt in Phoenix, this is the response model you'll get. Five engines, you know, 15 firefighters. You get hurt out in Baghdad or over in Mayor or north of there, you might get a couple people on an engine.
What's the ETA for help to get there and assist you when that happens?
We have a good response model if we're in district. If other people are coming, you can probably expect instead of a less than a 10-minute response, you're probably tripling that.
You must find this whole thing pretty frustrating.
It's scary, yeah. And for firefighters, you know, we're trained to do this. We got the tools. We got the experience. It's just we need help. And we really get hurt when people say, well, why do you need an engine to show up with a rescue? Why do you need two or three on an engine? You just need the people to get there to help because one person just can't do it all. And see, I'm a paramedic, so that's good. But on the other two shifts, if there's a one-man engine, it's a BLS guy. So he's not even able to do drugs or life-saving or cardioversion or any of that. It's really going to be luck of the draw and the roll of the dice when you call. You might get a great response or you might get someone. 20 years in this, and we would expect that we had moved past that, but we really haven't because of the downturn in the economy, the tech bubble, all the other stuff. We could go on and on and on, but ultimately it's about service. It's protecting the people that you serve and being there for them. And when you can't give them the best service, it's tough. It's tough.
All right, Tom Haney, thanks for talking with us on Code 3 this week.
Thank you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to everyone. The more that word gets out there that we're all similar, when I go to conventions and conferences, it's the same everywhere. We're no different from any other department, small department.
Thanks very much, Tom Haney, for those comments. That's it for this week's edition of Code 3. I'll be back again next week with more. I hope you'll join me then. I'm Scott Orr, and I'll see you next week.
Code 3 is a production of Enchanted Sky Media. To get in contact with us, visit code3podcast.com. And if you haven't subscribed yet, you should. Don't miss an episode. Find us at the Apple iTunes Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.